Lord, I ask that all my words and the meditations of each of our hearts would be acceptable in your sight, O Christ, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When we think about the future, we wonder how we can secure it. How can we be good stewards of the future to give Theo a future? It's not an easy thing to think about because the future is so uncertain. We have no idea what the future holds. So how can we talk about being good stewards of the future? It's not about finances, although we might try to secure our children's future with good financial advice, and we can work to save money. We don't know what the markets are going to do in 10 or 20 years, so we can do the best we can, but how can we secure that future? And I think of the people in Jeremiah's time who were looking to the future. Now, you have to know that these were the folks who were taken off their land. They no longer were in their own homes. They were in a foreign place that had different culture, different values, and they were chafing under that restriction. They wanted to go home. And so the prophets of God, so to speak, were telling them, just hang on a little longer and you'll be able to go home. And God's going to take care of all of us. And Jeremiah, the prophet who had the most common sense, the prophet who really had God's ear and he knew what God was talking about, wrote a letter to the exiles. And he said, do not listen to the people who were telling you these lies. Well, what were the prophets doing? They were telling the people what they wanted to hear. God's going to take you back home. Everything's going to be fine. But Jeremiah knew that that was not true and that that advice was terrible. So he said, I'm going to tell you what you need to do to secure your own future. He said, don't look to go home again. He said, marry, buy homes, settle down, and have your future there in Babylon. That must have really stuck in people's craw. Here we are. We have to stay in Babylon. We have to stay in a place that we don't want to be. But then he goes further. He not only tells them that they have to buy homes and they have to raise their families and marry there, but he says, seek the welfare of the people in your community and in this nation. That was very hard for these people to hear. Seek the welfare of people who do not worship the way I worship. Seek the welfare of people who have oppressed me. Seek the welfare of a community that I care nothing about. Seek the welfare of the place you're in. And I believe that is how we secure the future of our families, the way we secure the future of this church, is by doing what God has told us to do, and that seek the welfare of the people of this community, of the people of this world. When we seek the welfare, God said, when you do that, you're actually securing your own welfare. It's enlightened self-interest. And so this church has attempted to seek the welfare of people around us. Just this year alone, when we're only halfway through, we have given over $13,000 out of this church to different organizations, some in this community, some away, because we are seeking the welfare of the people that God has entrusted to us. This is vitally important. So we seek the welfare of those who we don't agree with politically. We seek the welfare of those who do not enter the doors of this church. God says in that way you're going to secure your own children's future. And as we seek the welfare of the people around us, God will bless your home, God will bless the church, God will bless this community. And as the community builds up, so will we. I was thinking of Nelson Mandela, who in prison for 26 years, cut off from his countrymen. When I read some pieces of his life, what really impressed me was he learned the language of his oppressors, and he befriended his guards, the very people that were keeping him in prison. And he began to see them not as oppressors, but as fellow victims of the racist regime. And in those 26 years, he gained such trust, not only from the people who made him an icon and a legend, but also the very nation that he was going to govern, both black and white. He sought the welfare of the people around him. And God brought him out to lead his nation. If we want to secure our future, we not only seek the welfare of our family and our friends, we have to seek the welfare of everyone around us. And then he goes further. He says something very revolutionary. It doesn't sound revolutionary in our ears. He said, "If you seek me, I will let you find me." Now, for people in those days, each country had their own deity. You know, like when I got off the plane here in Green Bay the first time and I saw yellow and gold, I knew that you had your own deity. Each country has their own deity. And the Babylonians had theirs, and the prevailing opinion was because they conquered Israel, their God must be greater than Israel's God. And you couldn't worship your deity outside of your homeland. In fact, we were talking about this in Bible study. There was a man named Naaman who was cured of leprosy, and he asked a favor of the prophet. He said, "I want some dirt from your country," so he could bring it back and place it and worship Israel's God on that dirt. And God says to them, "You can find me in Babylon. Anywhere you seek me, you will find me." And this is a vital thing for us if we want to secure the future of our children, that we have to teach them that wherever they are and however they are, God will let them find him. Even in a place called Babylon, even in a place when they're far, far away from home, far away from all they know, we have to teach them that if they seek God, they will find him, not just inside the church building, but I challenge you this week to seek God outside this church building. If you seek him, he will let us find him. Isn't that a wonderful promise that we have? And here at our church, we have the great privilege of telling Theo and teaching Theo to seek his Lord and his God. We have the great privilege of telling Milo where to find God, of telling Cana and Henry and Logan, all our children and the ones unborn, that wherever they are, God is. You want to secure a future? We can invest in IRAs, that's fine. We can invest in educational programs. That's wonderful. We need to. But we need to let these kids know that wherever they go in life, God is. You want to secure the future. Seek the welfare of this community and beyond. And teach our children to seek him. Let us pray. Lord, I thank you that you have given us a future with hope. And I ask that you would help the parents today, the grandparents, all who are nurturing and educating children, that you would help us to reach out to this community and beyond, to seek its welfare in every aspect, and to train our children to look for God in all places. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.